Good morning, my friends. We're reading from Kenneth E. Hagin's Health Food Devotions for March 17th. Today is my cousin Todd's birthday. He's 3 weeks older than I am. He was born directly across the road from our farm in Iowa. So when we were growing up...
He was born in a house?
He was born there. Well, wow. He was born in the hospital, but they lived directly across the road. And if we weren't at their house, they were at our house. So almost all my baby pictures have him in my baby pictures. And so we have to figure out which is which. Of course, our mothers knew which is which, but I know who it is too. But at first, I didn't know which baby was me and which one was him because we were always together. That's the glory of growing up on a farm in north central Iowa. When your grandparents are within minutes of your house, you see them every day. And you see family every day. Every day. Today's message is entitled, Sickness is the Work of the Devil. And the related scripture is Acts 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. Right after Reverend Dowie heard about the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of God concerning the bubonic plague, there was a knock on the door. Three young men burst into his study. One of the young men said to Mr. Dowie, or Reverend Dowie, come quickly, Mary is dying, and Mama wants you to come. Mary was a 12-year-old girl who had the bubonic plague. Reverend Dowie jumped from his desk, hatless and coatless, which was unusual at that time. No one ever went out without a hat, and ran down the street with the young men. He ran into the house where the little girl was on the bed in convulsions. That was the way people died with a bubonic plague. They died in convulsions with bloody froth running out of their mouth. The doctor said to Reverend Dowie, in what mysterious ways God moves, his wonders to perform. Reverend Dowie, having just received this new revelation from God, said, Doctor, how dare you call that a work of my God? My God wouldn't kill a 12-year-old girl. Sir, I'll have you know that that's the work of the devil. Reverend Dowie said to the mother of the girl, why did you send for me? She said to pray. Not knowing exactly what words to say, Reverend Dowie laid his hands on the little girl and said, Jesus is the deliverer. Satan is the oppressor. Then he quoted Acts 10:38, as well as other scriptures that began to come to him. While he was praying, the convulsions ceased, the bloody froth ceased, and the little girl fell into a deep sleep. When Mary opened her eyes, she looked at her mother and said, Mama, I feel so good. She was completely healed. Thank you, Lord. Confession. According to Acts 10:38, sickness and disease come from the devil.
Sickness and disease come from the devil.
The oppressor.
The oppressor.
Healing comes from Jesus.
Healing comes from Jesus.
The deliverer.
The deliverer.
Can't you just hear, feel that power? There's power in the name of Jesus, our deliverer. Amen.